This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, there has been testimony in Congress that I can tell you from our deep research is 100% on target by a top psychologist and computer science expert that Google is already stealing the 2020 election and will give it to the Democrats. Now, there are ways to counter this, but action must be taken. We're going to play large sections of his testimony coming up here today. Dr. Robert Epstein. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Here is a two-minute boil down.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's an important little boil down, but it should probably have war drums or air raid sirens. So we're going to re-release that video with air raid sirens. Because foreign armies couldn't conquer this country, but AI is conquering it, and big tech knows exactly what they're doing. So I'm going to air his testimony, his prepared statements, and some of the most important questions throughout the first hour today. And do I need to remind listeners on my knees, begging you for your children, my children, to tell everyone how you're listening on AM and FM? To tell everyone how you're listening on the internet and to share the link. Say, here is the forbidden broadcast. Here is what the top Democrats have hearings about just this week, saying we must shut him down or we will be defeated. It's because I know their battle plans. I read their white papers. They're not used to that. And it's like I'm in their boardrooms. I'm in their head. You're in their head. I told you China was running Google. It's all over the news now. It's espionage. Same thing with Apple. Infowars.com/show. Now, here's the even bigger news. What's the headline on Infowars.com for the broadcast today? AI takeover of humanity now underway. Elon Musk has announced this year the rollout of consumer brain chips at consumer brain chip facilities. Millions are about to get brain chips to be able to access devices.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Elon Musk in the last 3 years tried to go public about the plan for world government, about the plan for brain chips. He warned everyone that they plan to hook you into a giant AI system that tracks and controls your every movement and manipulates you with psychological stimula to control your life. Science fiction. It is the year 2019. And revelation is beginning to come true. Cashless societies are rolling in. World government's being announced. Major universities are banning the term America, saying it's a hate word. The word manhole is being banned by major cities. Again, this is total cult-like control. Facebook is saying that they will allow users to promote violence and murder of conservatives. And Elon Musk comes out and announces, oh, there's a big brain interface announcement I'm going to make. And when he makes the announcement, he gets almost no fanfare, super creepy. And he says that, oh, you're going to have a brain chip, but they call it a Neuralink. Brain reading threads. They're not wires into your brain. They're threads. Oh, and don't criticize people that have chosen to become transhuman. See, they're teaching us with training wheels that if an obese giant man wants to go compete against women in powerlifting and win, that he's really a woman. And DARPA admits, the corrupt people at DARPA that are running this at the top, admitted back in the 90s that they were going to do this so that when it's then cyborgs and human clones and humanoids that have, you know, five dads, you go, why would you have five dads? Well, five gay men get together, it's cute to not have any women involved. It's you said that doesn't make any sense. It's not meant to make sense. It's meant to tag the abomination, desolation of our genetics and the destruction of humanity as a lifestyle change, or what color you paint your house, or what color you paint your nails, or if you shave your butt or not, or whether you like, you know, chicken or fish at dinner. You understand they've already made humanoids in China, and of course they've made them here, that have five fathers, five mothers. It's not a human. The genetics don't splice. It's pure evil. And so I feel like we ought to have a drum roll. Can we play the classic Fox intro? Dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, with the spotlights and everything? Because this is a big deal. Said it'll be the four horsemen of the apocalypse riding over the hill. Elon Musk, who warned of all this, suddenly, looking like he has a gun to his head, we'll play the video in a moment, comes out and says, by 2020, we're going to roll it up consumer level. You're going to be augmented. It's going to be wonderful. and then they get into the surgery. It's so easy. It's a laser, not a scalpel. And the laser shoots a hole in the back of your head. It's a quick procedure. And then we put wires into your brain. But, you see, it's like a rollout of a new iPhone. You know, iPhones revolutionized things. Air conditioning did. The television did. Red alert. AI takeover now underway. Elon Musk announces brain chips for all. It's not like Chevy announcing, hey, we've got a new cargo type door and on our new truck, or, oh, we've got a new special latching system with the trailer hitch or something with the tailgate. It's like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, there's a new center down the street. You know, Elon Musk in all your fancy malls has a little Tesla center. And he announces in a long, rambling 30-minute announcement that you'll just go to the mall. See, it's got to be easy, and you just go in like you're getting your ears pierced or something, and it's going to be all the rage and the kids on YouTube that have it, and oh, the girls will want to date you because it's so cool to go run off a cliff. And it's this hype-driven evil society that told us Beto O'Rourke was the second coming of Christ. Now he's polling at zero. You know, the first thumb scanners to get in your car were on Mercedes-Benz 20 years ago. They make the digital enslavement cool. They make it stylish. They trick you to opt into it. And so when you read all these articles, Elon Musk unveils Neuralink's plans for brain reading threads and robot to insert them. And it shows the woman. She just looks like a little hearing aid, except it goes into your brain. And the laser does it. It's so easy. It's like a science fiction movie where the aliens get you and, you know, put it right in your brainstem. But that's okay. What was that movie, Invaders from Mars in the 80s, where, you know, the kid finds out that the aliens have landed in his backyard and have burrowed in and are grabbing, you know, his parents and people, and they put a chip right in the back of your neck. But that's a horror movie. This is, oh my gosh, it's so trendy. Oh, don't talk bad about the people that did it. Don't say they're losers. They're trans. Transhuman. Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, headed up the UN, UNESCO program, that's really the UN, the Global Standardization Program, and he headed up the World Eugenics Society. And after Hitler, it made him look bad, so he said, we're now going to be known as transhumanists. Oh, you think, oh, it'll be so cool, all merged with machines. So here's the thing. Elon Musk came out and said all this was evil. Watch out for AI. But now, looking like he has a gun to his head, he says the best part is, once you have your neural thread, it is a chip, it is wires, but that the Christians and the Bible and everybody told us this for thousands of years, so let's not call it those names. It's a thread. And I'm sure California will pass a law that if you don't use the word thread, because, you know, PKD said wire heads, oh, that's a pejorative, that's like the N-word. Don't you say that. No one has chips, they have augmentation. And if you want to be able to interface with the new apps, that's just how it is. You have to have it. Our soldiers have had it for years. Our astronauts, oh, yes. Oh, yes. A lot of soldiers have it. Told you that 10 years ago. So if you want to be in special operations, you're going to get the chip. Now, go ahead and embrace it. But who controls the chip? Here's Elon Musk telling us how much fun it is. Here it is.
Elon Musk has developed electric cars with Tesla.
Yeah.
And sent rockets to space and back with SpaceX. But now he's taking on what may be the real final frontier.
We can do a full brain-machine interface.
Combining man and machine with a new technology dubbed Neuralink, which would allow data to be transmitted between humans and computers. Here's how it works. An array of tiny threads, only a tenth as big as a human hair, embedded with thousands of electrodes, is inserted into the brain by a robotic device. The threads are connected to a chip that transmits back and forth to an external receiver.
The interface to the chip is wireless. So you have no wires poking out of your head. Very, very important.
Oh.
So it's basically Bluetooth to your phone.
Musk says Neuralink may help the human brain cure diseases and even reverse paralysis. Eventually, it could be used to connect with external devices.
With a high-bandwidth brain-machine interface, I think we can actually go along for the ride. And we can effectively have the option of merging with AI. I think this is extremely important.
Neuralink claims the devices have been successfully implanted in rats and at least one monkey who is able to control a computer
one monkey.
Brain. The company hopes to implant the first Neuralink into a human patient by the end of the year. Analysts worry this technology could have unforeseen negative impacts.
We aren't aware yet that the technology has gone in reverse, meaning that you can use some sort of external force to implant thoughts or something else.
All right, let's hit pause.
There are like
I'm going to come back with more of this, but you understand, folks, that this is all being done to take over society and civilization, and you're going to be made to have this to get on a bus, a train, to have a job. And it's all about controlling you, and it's all about, and when we come back, I'm going to play from MKUltra declassified documents, part of a documentary on this. So, by the way, I was shown a facility at Bastrop, I told you this 100 times, with hundreds of monkeys with wires hooked to their brains.
Oh, but one monkey! We did it on one monkey!
CIA, folks. We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With anything else, there are downsides. Think about a hacker getting into a brain interface. That's one. Think about government control of people's brains, controlling what they think. Things like that are obviously a concern.
From Star Wars to the Terminator, science fiction has long dreamt of merging humans with technology. But with rapidly evolving robots and artificial intelligence...
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor.
What was once fiction is quickly becoming fact.
As this technology evolves, the question may be, can we merge man and machine without losing some of our humanity? Jim Spellman, CGTN, Washington.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the headline on Infowars.com says, red alert, AI takeover is in full swing. All this has already been prepared. All this has already been tested. The marketing with focus groups is all ready. It's now hard to believe 18 years ago, I was allowed into the University of Texas psychology department by an individual that was friends with a movie director in it. And I had no idea that it was a big joke to him because he worked for the CIA. He worked for DARPA. He later went on to run major operations at MIT. He was a research scientist. And he would laugh at me when we went to dinner. We would drink beer and whiskey. He would smoke pot. I wouldn't smoke pot. But, I mean, I hung out with this fellow. I ought to contact him a lot. He was about 20 years older than me. So he was like 45 and I was like 25. I'm only 45 now. And he'd take me into these areas and he'd go, now don't tell anybody I ever took you in here. And there'd be a door and then another door and it would, you know, DARPA on the wall what the project was. And those were all just control rooms to other things around University of Texas facilities in Galveston and Bastrop, Texas and San Antonio and all over. And, you know, I look back in hindsight, you know, back then I was bashing Bush a lot. So he was what you'd call kind of a sadistic liberal. And now I look back on, you know, hanging out with him probably 30, 40 times or more. It was all a big joke because he obviously knew about all of it. And they had projects where women would just be paid to masturbate and watch TV ads that had subliminals in them. And I guess he gave me tours like three times. And none of it was top secret. This is projects that had been top secret. They were now rolling out into beta test at the university. And, you know, it was stuff like cameras, hidden cameras that track your eye as you read products at Target or at Walmart. And then, you know, 5 years later, you'd see it rolled out, and it was put in stores. And he came in the room, and he goes, you want to see this? And he gets this look on his face, punches up the primate research facility. And it was something out of a science fiction movie. All these apes and all these monkeys, each in their own in chairs with wires all around their brains and TV screens flashing in front of their faces. And he said, oh, you're not supposed to see that. You didn't see that. Bloop. I was like, oh, how's that for you? You know, you're Area 51, Alex. And you know, I would talk about some of this type of stuff on air years later. And I was told by our mutual friend, he got irritated by it. But then my answer was, why the hell did you show me all this stuff? But that's just the University of Texas. I happen to know that UT manufactured LSD and distributed all over the country in the 1960s. I happen to know they distribute synthetic drugs out of the University of Texas. I know what professors do and all about it. It's not even hidden, folks. This whole country is a giant, armed, Manhattan Project, mad scientist, lunatic asylum. And Trump is trying to get control of it and trying to dial all of it back. But quite frankly, it's 74 years old or whatever, 73. Trump doesn't get a lot of it. And that's why they're trying to keep him away from all of it and from all these projects. Is because this stuff is serious. So when you see movies like The Kingsman, where the rich billionaire activates a wavelength transmitter, flicker rate on a cell phone to make people become violent and hateful and to make people fight with each other, that's declassified MK Ultra documents from the 60s. And I've got mainstream news, Wired magazine, mind control by cell phone right here. This is old. But to really get control, they need those wires into the brain. And wires are much worse than a chip, obviously. Because a chip's just a transceiver and limited. This is a plug into your brain. Oh, you want brain tumors? You think cell phones give you brain tumors? Guaranteed, Elon Musk's device will give you brain tumors bigger than Dallas. And you look at Musk, did he always talk about worrying about AIs and brain chips so we trust him subliminally? So then when he announces it, oh, we'll get it from him? He's either super ultra evil, or he's been compromised and has a gun to his head. But it doesn't really matter, does it? Oh, Elon Musk, the trendy. Oh, let me get my brain chip. So the big announcement is a brain chip they implant in your head. But that's not the only AI takeover. Google brags on their own patents, their own admissions, their own quarterly reports to their shareholders. I have shareholders that send me the reports. That's how we knew that in 2005 they were listening to you over your computer and had AI, artificial systems, where if you have a dog barking, they would put dog food ads on. Or if they heard you talk about your dog being sick, they would give you a local veterinary ad. Or remind you to get your dog's inoculations. That was in the report sent to shareholders. But back then, that was so un-American, so 1984. We had station managers call and say, we like Alex, but, you know, the owners say we're going to have to drop him because there's no way Google's listening to you in your house. Now, they tell you, and their employees are. And so is Samsung, and so is Apple, and so is everybody else. This was all developed by DARPA scientists, the internet, all of it. It is a system to merge with machines. The AI gods must hold us to be wary of. But see, like a vampire, he's got to tell you, it's evil, it's bad, don't take it, don't let me in. Then now he's like, let me in. I'm guys want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, July 18, 2019, Global Transmission. There are two ultra-massive giant AI takeovers that are already well underway. The rollout of implantable microchips that are also hooked into cabling systems so that you can be tracked, traced, and also controlled. We have all of that news here for you. And then this other very important big piece of news that's so big, I'm going to go off the air for a while. I might just let stations know we're going to have dead air for 10 minutes. I'm serious. Like, if we got news that a giant 10-mile-wide asteroid was going to basically destroy all human life on Earth and that NASA had missed it and that it was going to hit in 30 minutes, can you imagine people gibbering and screaming over radio and TV and running around and jumping off cliffs or whatever? Or would you just get down on your knees and pray? Or would you try to call your loved ones? Because, you see, we've lost any sense of amazement. A lot of people have. And a lot of people have lost any sense of caring about anything. Because people have had it good so long. But more than that, people have been entertained to death. And so we've all seen 1,000 alien invasions. We've all seen 1,000 asteroids hit the Earth. We've all seen zombie apocalypses hundreds of times. None of it was real, but our brain took it as real. You know, World War II veterans and people who'd seen a lot of violence, they would see violence in movies and say, we don't want that on TV. Because it's not a laughing matter, it's not entertainment, it's not a joke. But people who've never seen real violence, well, they think it's cute, they think it's funny to go to horror movies and see slasher films and see little kids kidnapped and eaten. It's exciting to them. Because they have no differential. And that's why neurological disorders are exploding. One of the many reasons is there's big studies out that apathy leads to Alzheimer's. People just get set in their little safe ways and they never get outside their comfort zones and they begin to spiritually die. And so Elon Musk, the darling of the system with his all his hyped up events, his spaceships and his Tesla overpriced cars and all the rest of it, he's now rolling out brain chips that by next year, you'll just go they're going to put chips on our kids' brains. And they're going to make it with a social credit score where if you get sterilized, you'll be given 20 years of free crap produced by robot factories. And by the time you've sold out to that, you'll never even get 10 years of the money. Because they've got the algorithms and the social control and the systems to manipulate you until you then say, actually, let me just be a superstar and be in Vegas for a year, and then I agree and sign a contract to commit suicide. And it'll have be a big party on your block, and everyone will say it's so good what you're doing for the Earth. They'll give you some really great drugs. Oh, and I forgot the best part. Then they'll upload your consciousness. And so you really didn't die. And now your consciousness will be better for the environment outside of your body. Of course, it's not your consciousness. It's the biggest con game the planet and the world's ever seen. And that's really where Elon Musk will be within 5 years. Mark my words, they'll have test case celebrities that are dying of cancer but have great minds that we need. And so they're going to upload their consciousness. It is a fatal process. Musk has already told us. But, oh, and the other companies tell us it's fatal, too. That's the agreement with DARPA. But you upload it all. It's a fatal process. Takes a few days. They're going to keep you comfortable. And so you have the fatal process, and so your body dies, but you live forever in the silicon universe. And it's got your voice print, it's got your face, it knows everything about you, and so it can fool even your mother when you're talking to it. And there'll be avatars. biological avatars where your wife that had cancer that you love so much, well, it'll be her young body when she was 25, not when she died at 50 of cancer, and it'll be her. Now, she'll have silicon in her brain, and it'll be a clone, but because the AI that you're going to grow up with is going to watch you have sex and listen to everything, it'll copy her perfectly. And so you'll get your 25-year-old sweetheart back. But there won't be that glint in the eye. Oh, and I forgot. When the system gets ready and has all its humanoids in place, if they go down this avenue, they activate the system and your wife comes in with a butcher knife, the clone, when you're asleep and slits your throat and cuts your head off. Because humans are about 5 times stronger than we know we are. There's a governor's built in on ourselves. So if your wife wanted to, the humanoid clone, she could tear your head off. How about that? How about bloop. You know, Zuckerberg just doesn't send out a notification to tell the Democrats to go vote against the Republicans. Oh, no, he sends out a notification for his armies of leftists to go out and kill you. But he doesn't need them anymore, you see, because he's got all the robots and devices and machines and systems listening and all of it, and sex clones, replicants, that can tear your head right off your shoulders. And they've already got those already. Oh, they've already got replicants. They've had clones. The Nazis had human clones. The British cloned rabbits in the 20s that we know of. It's so liberal. Ah, good girl. Take your brain chip. So this is very upsetting to me. I'm not just going to take this business as usual. You can say, oh, well, a lot of people get help with brain chips. Yeah, I know. It's like a car can be a good thing till ISIS runs over you. It's who's driving it. And this whole thing is being rolled out to end the human system and bring in the post-human era, according to the UN, according to DARPA, according to the globalist, according to their own statements. And then Elon Musk says, beware this, the elite are planning to get rid of humanity and merge with machines, and then they try to crash his company, and suddenly he's like, oh, I love it, take brain chips. He was always planning it. This is a sophisticated psychological warfare system. And he knows, I'm the number one and number two. Joe just said it last week. It's true. Number one and number two podcast in history are Alex Jones on Joe Rogan. So Elon Musk's PR people and all his CIA commando protectors, I'm good friends with one of them, they all know, well, that's the most popular thing. Say you're Alex Jones. Put on his skin. Sickening. Oh, hey, Elon, how's Jeffrey Epstein doing? You talking about that? Oh, I haven't gotten into the big news yet. Oh, the 2020 election is lost. Trump lost. Trump's going to lose. And they're just hoping he doesn't realize it. He could stop it today. But I'll tell you how Trump will lose 2020. I told you he would win. He will lose. Currently, on this space-time continuum timeline, Trump is losing.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Children are being taken across the United States and Europe and being given to Muslim families if they're Christian as part of leftist social engineering. They say to teach you that diversity is good and that Christianity is bad. That's mainstream news. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Elon Musk is announcing something beyond brain chips, that basically a cell phone is going to be implanted, a mini cell phone. The guts of a cell phone is going to be implanted in your brain. And then you're going to have wireless connections, and that outside groups will be able to hack in and control your brain or kill you. And they even admitted that on the news announcement, because they metaphysically have to tell you. But here's what's coming up next hour. You know, in fact, I have a father coming on who had his son taken away. And a psychologist has now gotten involved and like parades him around on TV and like writes books about him, about how he's transferring from a boy into a girl. And the Texas judge has ruled, and I'm going to still have him on, this is so important. And the Texas judge has ruled that he cannot refer to his son as a boy. And the little boy says, I want to be a boy with my dad, a girl with my mom. My mom wants me to be a girl. Now, he's 7. They're going to begin his castration next year. So the death sentence for his son's testicles, his reproductive rights, this is the feminist literally seizing a war prize, like shrunken heads. It's here. So he'll be joining us because this ties into all of this. This ties into all this nightmare. And there's no end to how they parade little children who were sold into slavery. The parents make money off Desmond's amazing. He goes and dances half naked in front of pedophiles that throw money at him. And he hangs out with convicted murderers who promote pedophilia. Can't make that up. It's just all true. That is the type of evil desire that these people have, and they're coming for your children. They're coming for your soul. They're coming for your brain. And they want to induct you into a false reality, a virtual reality system, so that from birth, children can be in virtual reality, so that they can be deceived. Because Satan believes only then can he take control. So that's what this whole thing is deception. And making you accept deception. Now, when we start the second hour, I'm going to play a top psychologist who testified to Congress, who called the last election for Trump, who voted for Hillary, his announcement that our republic's over, our little d democracy's over, and that any of the big tech companies can 100% steal the election with one click of a mouse. And no money. Here's the report. Why Google poses a serious threat to democracy and how to end that threat. And I agree with Robert Epstein, PhD, because I've researched all the information. Senior research psychologist, American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. Don't have to tell you who funds those people. And he's telling you this is the end of America. And I'm watching Ted Cruz and them. Nothing against Ted Cruz, but Ted Cruz is like, yes, Google can spend billions to steal the election. He goes, sir, it's one click to only remind Democrats to vote. And they can get 20, 30 million more votes. It's over. He goes, they did this for Obama against Mitt Romney. And it probably gave it to Obama. But they didn't think, they believed their own BS, they didn't think it was needed. They thought Hillary was really going to win a landslide. They believed their own bull. So they didn't send the notice out. But I'm going to say that again. Google only noticed Democrats. Only noticed Democrats in Obama's second election. You understand? That's one tool they've got for total election meddling. And Google has said they're going to do this. So we're here, world government, AI running our elections. There was a gigantic landslide for Trump. That's why the system was panicking. But they still believed their own propaganda in the end. And Trump's landslide was barely able to make it over all of Hillary's fraud and the millions of people voting in the names of dead people repeatedly. It all happened. So I know I say this all the time, because everything we cover here is critical. But if you want to stop this and you want a lot of fire under Trump's ass, because Trump has got a lot of confidence and that radiates and that's good. But he has this belief that he can do it alone and that he can overpower this. No, you can't. If they remind all the Democrats to go vote, if they tell them where the voting centers are, if they do all that and don't tell Republicans to do it, that's 20-plus million votes the computer models show. You will lose. Hillary only had 3.3 million more popular vote than you. Clearly fraud. I'm going to say it again, Mr. President, 20-plus million more? You will lose. Trump will lose the election if he doesn't take action. I agree with the report. We're going to play the key parts of the testimony. So, listeners, what are you going to do? I love you. This is a marathon. Take the live feed, InfoWars.com/show. Email it. Text message it. Call people. Call people you know. And say, do you really, even if you hate Trump, do you really think it's good to meddle in the election? This isn't the Russians. It's the globalists that are in bed with the Chi-Coms. We can still contact people over email and text message for now and word of mouth. InfoWars.com is still up. We're reaching record numbers of new people thanks to you. But we need to reach a lot more. InfoWars.com/show. InfoWars.com/show. And take the videos of this letter today from the live show that are posted and share them with everybody. We've got our own bandwidth, our own platforms, our own systems. They are fighting. They're having congressional hearings saying we want Jones off the air now or we're going to be thrown out of office. They know I'm on their ass. They know you're on their butt. And separately, I keep saying it's the last day because I've been so busy up here with all this. I mean, I was up until 8 last night. I'm not complaining. I am so busy with news and all of this and trying to launch all these new things we got going and covert stuff we got going, a lot of things happening, a lot of good stuff. We're fighting like the Mark of the Beast is coming in and we got to save people because it's real. That'll get you animated. You know, world government, they're taking people's kids away to give them to people that have sex with them. The devil worshipers are everywhere. The borders are wide open. The disease is spreading everywhere. I mean, we're under attack, folks. And I'm not just going to sit there and take it lying down. Neither are you. But we sold out of the limited edition. These colors don't run. Gadsden, the Gadsden flag is the new one. Betsy Ross flag. We sold out of those, but we've made two new variants that look very similar, just have some different colors and a few different designs. But they still say these colors don't run. America's back. And they're very similar, but they're a new limited edition. Again, only 4,000 of those. And it helps fund the operation. I have not had time to do new specials, so all the apparel is still $17.76. We've got a lot of other exciting things happening. I had this idea last week, and then strangely enough, the exact same type shirt was being worn by what's that guy's name? The Pratt guy. Well, yeah, Chris Pratt. The point is that I'm teleprompter free. I said, I want an American flag that says, don't tread on me with the Gadsden snake on it. A week later, I turn on TV, he's wearing one just like it. Because that's a smart idea. It combines the two shirts. Don't tread on the flag with the snake. So we've got one that says, don't tread on me. Got another one that says, these colors don't run. And on the back, it says, America's back, Infowars.com. So we brought back the Betsy Ross flags, but a slightly different design. Still excellent. And we have this new limited edition shirt. And if I have a ton of money, which selling 15, 16, 17, 20,000 t-shirts, even if I'm able to sell that many, it barely funds things around here for a month or two. And we're only sold 4,000 of these. We've only sold 6,000 of the Space Force shirt. I'm not complaining, but we need to sell tens of thousands of shirts to fund this operation. We're only making $5, $6 on them. So please get in there and get them and trigger libtards and take action. And just absolutely get the word out, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And a major university says do not use the term America. It's a hate symbol. Well, that's coming up. So we need to exercise these freedoms or lose them. But the 1776 special on all the supplements, 75 to 25% off. It's all still there, but it will be over today. I just haven't come up with new specials. Thanks for the support.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.